Fabulous, and that is Olga Kern playing a piece by Rachmaninoff, one of the moments musical. And phew, you know,
Thank
like
you.
it's like I've got to ask you, Olga. You know, you're a very beautiful woman and very slender, and you look even better than the publicity shots. I mean, you're
Thank
really fabulous. And when I think of the sound you just made on that piano, it's enormous. I
you.
mean, you are a petite woman, and yet, you're probably, how tall are you? 5'10" or something like that?
Yes, not so tall, but I am tall, and I
It's a
have a
high-heeled
very
shoes.
comfortable hands
Right.
for piano. It's very important, of course, to have a flexible, nice size hands to be able to perform pieces like this. And of
Right.
course, Rachmaninoff, he had wonderful big hands.
Big hands.
So he really wrote all his music for piano for considering that, you know,
That
his
he would
hands were
play
big so he could play it
Right.
for really, you know, big hands. And it's much easier and of course more comfortable to perform this music
Right.
you know, with a good size of a hand. And I must say that they're not huge, but they're, you know, a good size for my, you know,
Physiognomy.
for exactly, for my physique. And I had fantastic teachers in school and in the Moscow Conservatory, and then I studied also in Italy. I always had, I was very lucky to have really fantastic teachers, and I think the production of the sound, I am working, the whole my body works actually. So always the people who are listening to me in the audience, they come to me afterwards and say, "Oh wow, your back muscles, we could just see all that, you know, work on that muscles in the back." And it's true because the whole body is working to produce a nice, big but nice and warm sound. This is very important. And I'm teaching now from this year at Manhattan School of Music and in New York. And this is what I'm telling my students. It's not just the banging on the piano. You know, you can be a huge man and just bang, and then there will be no nice sound to produce. And very important because the piano is the percussion instrument. It's to make this instrument sing. And for this, it's a very physical, and the whole body needs to work to produce a really a nice and big, beautiful sound.
Like it comes from way down.
Definitely, it comes from way down, and the whole body, first of all, must be relaxed. It can't be tense. So it's really an art how to really do it correctly.
Right. It's such a strange concept that you have to be relaxed in order to produce the full range of sound that you need. It's just, I mean, you're so wonderful. It's
Oh,
such a
thank you.
treat to have you.
Thank you.
And to hear you speak so intelligently about how to play the instrument is just really wonderful.
Thank
It's
you.
everything my piano teacher taught me. It's just fabulous. So, Peter, you were about to say
Well,
something.
it there probably is never a time where you have to make adjustments to the music because of your own hand spread. In other words, you never have to change around anything that's written by
No.
Rachmaninoff, for example.
I always try to keep, of course, everything as original as possible because it's you know, we need to respect composer and everything was written in there. And of course, as I said, I'm lucky to have you know, comfortable hands, so I don't really need to make any adjustments. Of course, if I want to make more legato in the melody or just to have a melody sing more and to have a bigger phrasing, I just need to make the right fingering. You know, and this, of course, sometimes takes time, and this is why, of course, there is a practice time before each, you know, concert and each performance, because you really need to make sure that every finger is doing the right thing, and that the melody comes out in the right way, and the phrasing is very important, I think, and how you breathe also at the piano, because the silence is very important as well. Between every phrase, it's very important to breathe and to breathe right and to breathe correct and to have a perfect time to breathe.
And then there are also the pedals.
Of course.
You have to manipulate those as well.
Of course. A pedal is, I think the biggest part of the instrument, because you really need to know how to use the pedals in the right way. And, you know, many young musicians, unfortunately, they are not even using left pedal. And it's sad because left pedal gives such a beautiful color in many parts of each composition. Doesn't matter who is the composer. Of course, with Chopin, because he was a king of pedal, you really need to be delicate and know exactly how to use all the pedals. But in every composer composition written for the piano, both pedals, and of course a middle pedal, which is sostenuto pedal, also very important to use it correctly. And not so many, you know, young musicians right now know exactly how to do it. It's also an art. So yeah, everything in the instrument, in the piano, is very important.
And in Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky and Prokofiev, I guess, too, you use the left pedal quite a lot. I mean, the right pedal a lot.
Right pedal, yes. But I am always very comfortable, very careful
not to
how
overuse.
To use it, not mm-hmm. to use it too much. Mm-hmm. Because the right pedal can also give a feeling that it's a mess.
When you use it too much, it muddies everything.
It's a and with my playing, I always like it everything very delicate, and mm-hmm. I want to hear every note.
Right.
So yes, you must use the right pedal, but also in the quantity which is appropriate for this composition, especially mm-hmm. for Prokofiev. Prokofiev piece is very sharp, mm-hmm. and then you can't really use it too much. Yes,
right.
in the middle section, mm-hmm. which is a kind of a second movement, mm-hmm. because this concerto has just one movement, but as a form, there is a beautiful middle section, which is with the beautiful melodies and a lot of legatos. So you must use a right pedal much more, mm-hmm. of course, and of course left pedal, because then it makes this beautiful atmosphere, and in the very soft parts, it's very important to use the left pedal.
We're speaking to Olga Kern, who is the pianist with the Austin Symphony this weekend, and she's Russian. She's born in Moscow. She's playing with the Austin Symphony and Peter Bay. You can get your tickets to hear her play Rachmaninoff, and she's going to be playing Tchaikovsky and Prokofiev. Peter will be conducting the symphony in the Rachmaninoff Third Symphony. It's going to be a fantastic program. And now we're going to have a chance to hear Olga perform a little Prokofiev, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to play one more piece, and it's a fantastic piece, very exciting, by Sergei Prokofiev, and it's his Etude No. 4, C minor.